Yeah, the War of Columbia is underway for sure. They took Hamilton Hall last night. So predictable. When you have a weak response or no response at all from the administration, then these agitators, these terrorists in training are going to take the next step, which they have done. And not just at Columbia. Wild scenes from Virginia Commonwealth, Portland State out in Oregon. It's happening all over the country. Hogan Gidley joining me, former White House Deputy Press Secretary from 2019 and 2020. Donald Trump administration in July 20, he became the press secretary of Trump's reelection campaign. And he's been on the inside for a long time. Hogan, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you, Steve. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You know, I've got to start here. Look, weakness allows violence. And I was just watching before you jumped on, another hit on X, Jewish students being literally physically assaulted on the campus of Columbia because they're Jewish. No other reason. They're Zionists, and therefore they're being assaulted. The Biden administration is doing nothing. Governor Hochul is doing nothing. The mayor of New York City is doing nothing. It's an embarrassment. This is bad politically, Hogan, I believe. This is bad politically because the optics are just awful for the Democrats. Where am I wrong?
You're not. It seems as though if I were on a college campus and you know, seeing all of this happen, and these students were protesting against gay people using gay slurs, if they were protesting against black people using black slurs, if they were protesting against Asian kids using Asian slurs, this would be shut down in 2 seconds. The government would move in. The school would move in. The police would have these kids arrested. If they had visas from other countries, they would be gone. And then the schools would have these big vigils, and we'd have this long conversation, struggle session about how important it is to accept everybody. But for some reason, it seems as though only the Jewish people, there's this little carve out that you can be as bigoted or as hateful as you want to be against the Jewish people, the Jewish students. And I'll tell you, you hit on something perfectly. This could stop today. All it would take is a show of force from some semblance of law enforcement that would be allowed to do their job, whether it be New York's finest, if Kathy Hochul would step in, if the federal government would allow the guard to come in, for example, the states would ask for the guard to come in, if the campus would follow its own rules, its own code of conduct, this would be happening either. This has continued on and on. And much like when you see someone who commits a crime in one of these leftist cities controlled by Democrats, how they're let back out on the streets, you know, rewarding bad behavior creates more bad behavior, yeah. Incentivizes bad behavior. So on the college campuses, it's no different. They're doing this, they're getting the TV coverage, they're getting praise, and it's by design. This isn't by accident. They're concerned about an election, or the Democrats, so they're trying to make sure the folks in Michigan and Minnesota will come out and vote for them, and so yeah. Letting them do this.
Well, you know, and you mentioned Minnesota, Hogan, and I want to mention that because for years and years and years, Minnesota has been a tease to Republicans. Oh, it looks like it's close and they'll lose by 10 points. I mean, just it's one of those teasers. It never really comes. Right now, according to Real Clear Politics, Joe Biden leads Minnesota by 2 points in the average. Not one poll, an average of polls. Minnesota's legitimately in play. In fact, it's been moved to the toss-up category by several of these people that follow this. 270 to win, Real Clear Politics and others. Legitimately, this... I said when this started, I called this the Democrat holy war internally. Palestine, Israel, anti-Semitism, all of this exposed, whether it's Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC. They have a huge problem. And Bernie Sanders, just as bad as any of them. They have a huge problem internally, don't they?
Oh, of course. And as much as the left and the media want to point to things like Republicans having a tough time with its speaker, my gosh, what you're talking about are factions inside the Democrat Party who are supporting terrorist organizations like Hamas. These kids are out there chanting, "We are Hamas, Intifada, let's globalize it." I mean, these are horrible things. These are reprehensible positions. They're untenable, not just politically, but legally. Just you don't want people like this in your country saying these types of things, doing these types of things on campuses that clearly violates law. Look, Minnesota's a tough one. I know I've seen the polls, too, and I love the fact that it's close. I hope Democrats have to spend money there, and I hope Republicans win it. But, you know, I call it fool's gold. It's one of those things that looks real shiny, looks like there's an opportunity, a slight chance, a glimmer of hope. But on election day, it never really comes through. But I have to tell you, these types of things happening right now on college campuses, forget the fact that the economy's in shambles, that the border's open, crime's raging all over the country, the Middle East is in turmoil, Russia's on the move. Forget all that for a minute. You're paying more for gas and groceries, yes. But these types of protests, these types of things really have made people wake up and go, wait a minute, this is the left's governance. Right. They're allowing this to happen. Now, I can't go to my kid's graduation, the tuition I worked so hard to pay for because of some idiots in the government, because of some idiots on college campuses.
$350,000 for a degree from United USC, and you get to get a ballot, or excuse me, your diploma's mailed to you? Yeah. Dogs go wild. Anyhow, look, Joe Biden says he will debate Donald Trump. I think he would get eaten alive like his uncle in the South Pacific if he debates Donald Trump. Am I wrong there?
Yeah, you remember when Biden tried to give that nice, poignant speech down there in the White House about how tough he was and how withered he was, and he walked off, even though he'd already done a lot of wrong things in that speech. He walked off and then stopped and then went back to the podium to continue questions, and I thought, as a staffer, I would just be going, oh, no, 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 please, please don't go back to the podium, please.
Yeah.
The same thing applies here. I bet his staff was back there going, no, please don't say debate. Please don't say.
No.
And then he does it. Look, you want to lower expectations for debates, obviously, so that your person outperforms the expectation. But Joe Biden's bar of expectation at this point is just being able to put a sentence together.
Well,
and the media are going to say it's the best thing ever. But there's no way he wants to be on the debate stage for that long with Donald Trump.
You can't consider it a serious interview when it's Howard Stern. I mean, look, he does these, he does these strange little interviews, quirky. He doesn't do an actual sit-down interview with a serious journalist. He doesn't, because he's not capable of answering serious questions. Correct?
True. True, of course. But this is so par for the course for someone like Joe Biden. Remember, he refused to do the easy Super Bowl interview, for that matter, to sit down with someone to get all that airtime and have those conversations. He won't do that. The only thing he said about these college campuses was in passing to a reporter when he stopped and shouted a line that basically said both sides of these people have merit and they're good people,
right,
and then walked off. He cannot get in front of a camera for long periods of time. So it's no wonder.
Can he reverse course? That's the question, though. He said this. He said it. I'll debate.
Oh, of course.
Can he reverse course?
Of course. Oh, yes, of course, because he's going to have a sympathetic media that says, oh, no. There's no way he should debate Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is under indictment, for heaven's sakes. Donald Trump has all these problems. Donald Trump, January 6th, threat to democracy. All these lies they keep telling about Donald Trump, they'll use that as cover for Joe Biden if Joe Biden wants it.
Plus, Donald Trump's a terrible man. He lies. He says he's misinformation, things, blah, blah. I get it, Hogan. But I think that they're in a tough position. If they don't debate for the first time since, what, the 1960s, that doesn't work very well for them. Hogan, always appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
Hogan Gidley, everybody. A guy who's been there in the front row and knows how debates work and realizes, they can change the rules anytime they want. They're Democrats. But this thing on college campuses, this Columbia War, as I call it, the Columbia War, is a terrible optic, because people can see it in their home states. It's on the local media. It's in the newspaper. It's on the radio. It's a problem for them. I'll be back.
Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Most emergencies come without warning, and when the next one comes, you won't have a second to spare on packing and preparing. You need to get ready now, before an emergency strikes, and one will soon. Your supplies should be within reach, ready to grab and go at a moment's notice. Secure those supplies at my website, preparewithgruber.com. Start with 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. Helping millions of American families prepare since 2008, My Patriot Supply are the experts in all things self-reliance. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years in storage. These delicious foods are sealed inside rugged buckets with handles designed to grab in a hurry.
Go to preparewithgruber.com and get as many food kits as your family needs for $50 off each. They will ship fast and free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at preparewithgruber.com now. Preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security.